Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stopped short of completely scrapping the deal. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explaining the president's decision-making process.
What I can tell you is the president isn't looking at one piece of this. He's looking at all of the bad behavior of Iran, not just the nuclear deal as bad behavior, but the ballistic missile testing, destabilizing of the region, number one state sponsor of terrorism, cyber attacks, illicit nuclear program.
If President Trump decertifies the Iran agreement, the move would launch a 60-day period in which Congress must decide whether to impose some or all of the economic sanctions that have been lifted as part of the original agreement. U.S. government and private sector analysts believe the next ballistic missile launch by North Korea could come within just a few days. The next rocket launch could be another nuclear-capable medium-range missile or a two-staged version, giving the missile a longer and intercontinental range. Russian media have quoted a lawmaker in Moscow saying North Korea is preparing to test a long-range missile able to reach the west coast of the United States. Las Vegas police say they will launch, they have no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people, wounded hundreds more, happened at an outdoor country music concert earlier in the week in the U.S. state of Nevada. One of the investigators told reporters police are still searching for clues as to why Stephen Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of a hotel casino room onto the concert venue. This is VOA News. Aid agencies warning the mass exodus is not over of Rohingyas from Myanmar, which has seen more than 500,000 refugees flee into neighboring Bangladesh since August the 25th. Lisa Schlein is in Geneva following the story.
The International Organization for Migration reports an estimated 2,000 Rohingya refugees are arriving daily at Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh. The agency says as many as 100,000 more people may be waiting to cross from North Rakhine State. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock has just returned from a visit to Cox's Bazar. He calls this the fastest-growing refugee crisis in the world and one of the most heartrending.
I sat down with 24 women who had also fled, and they told me their stories, stories of being forced to watch while their husbands, their fathers, their young sons were killed in front of their eyes.
He notes the origin of the Rohingya crisis is in Myanmar, and the solutions also must be in Myanmar. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. National Hurricane Center says that Tropical Storm Nate has strengthened into a hurricane, moving toward the central Gulf of Mexico with maximum sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour, additional strengthening expected throughout the day. John Bel Edwards is lieutenant governor of the U.S. state of Louisiana, which is being prepped to take the brunt of Nate.
We are monitoring this storm with H hour being 2000 hours or 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, because that's when we need to be ready. Once it gets dark, things are much more difficult, and so we're asking people to make sure that they are fully ready and prepared where they want to be and in the proper posture by 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
Nate claimed at least 20 lives as it moved across Central America. 11 people killed in Nicaragua, 7 others reported missing, 2 children among the 8 killed in heavy rains in Costa Rica and Honduras. Emergency officials say 2 youths drowned due to sudden swell of a river, and a man was killed in a mudslide in El Salvador. Canada's government says it will pay millions of dollars in compensation to Indigenous children who were taken from their families decades ago and placed up for adoption. Government says an estimated 20,000 children were taken by welfare authorities in the 60s through the 80s. They plan a payout of nearly $600 million. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.